Time now for your letters. Yesterday, we sampled 18 hours of WJSV in Washington, D.C. that was broadcast on September 21st, 1939. Amy Hoffman of Wheaton, Illinois writes, "I had no idea such a treasure existed. But to introduce the segment by saying, we're assuming that you do not have 18 hours to listen to the entire broadcast, is to seriously underestimate the dorkiness of your listeners. My 8-year-old daughter and I will spend this Saturday at home listening to the vintage broadcast in the background and pretending that we live in 1939. Please let others know that they too can download the MP3 files for all 18 hours for free from the Internet Archive at www.archive.org.
Several of you noticed an apparent musical error. You heard Major Edward Bowes in his original amateur hour in the sampler. Bowes was joined by John Tucker, the whistling wizard.
I believe, though, that I'm the only person who can do whistling in counterpoint.
You mean whistle two different melodies at the same time? Can you manage a Bach fugue?
Yes, Major Bowes, strangely enough, I can.
Wonderful job, Mr. Tucker, but not a Bach fugue. As Michael Cullen wrote to us from Berlin in Germany, it is the main theme of the second movement, the Allegretto, of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. Besides, a fugue should have variations which follow it and catch up with it, which is obviously impossible to whistle, as there are then two, even three melody lines. Mr. Cullen goes on, "That second movement, in its entirety, is a triumph of music. Just sit back, listen, and enjoy a truly spiritual experience."
We thank you for your letters. If we are out of tune or on the wrong page, just send us a note. Go to npr.org, click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.